be your lover, oh, but I wouldn't want to be your man. I'm walking tight ropes and fine lines again. Yeah, I'm walking tight ropes and fine lines again.
Pushing Chain, that's Adam Moe and Boyd Blomberg. Adam, you call what you do folky tonk. Now, what is that?
It's not quite country, and it's not quite folk. It's an amalgamation of both. Folky tonk. It's got a little bit of something to annoy everyone, is sort of what I usually say. As a duo, we have kind of a country sound, and we can't really escape the folk thing because we're, you know, two wooden instruments. We're a guitar and a fiddle. But when you throw enough of the honky-tonk sound onto folk music, that's what you get, is that folky-tonk.
To you, Adam, what is folky-tonk about tight ropes and fine lines?
It's a song that could easily be played in a honky-tonk bar anywhere south of the Mason-Dixon line, and everybody would know what it was about.
Well, she got more hooks than a tackle box. I think she's hoping that I get caught. She wants to take me home and clean me up and let me fill up a little pot. Hey, hey, yeah, I could be her lover, oh, but I wouldn't want to be her man. I'm walking tight ropes in fine lines again. I'm walking tight ropes in fine lines again.
We're speaking with Adam and Boyd of Pushing Chain, and Boyd, you guys travel a lot.
We do travel to roughly 250 gigs a year as a duet. So when I write, I am trying to write for me playing guitar and Adam on fiddle, and we have a harmony brother vocal, even though we're not brothers. And so that informs how I approach the songwriting for the most part. So a good example of that may be more of a bluegrass-flavored number called Breadbox.
What's it about?
Well, Breadbox, I thought about both my grandmothers had bread boxes in their kitchen. My paternal grandmother had treats in hers, and I was sitting down to write, and I thought, what about a fellow maybe in the 1920s or 30s that was putting a little dowry together and putting some money in his bread box? That's where he would keep it. It was like his mason jar, and I was trying to win the hand of the gal down the road, and so the story unfolds about how he's trying to win the hand of the woman, but he doesn't have much money at all.
How can I love another? Lord, you know she's bound to roam. I never want to love another. Now I'm betting on the bread box, money in the bread box, you come home to me. Well, if I had a parlor, I would make a pot of tea. We'd be sitting talking smart all night, she'd never want to leave. But I don't have a parlor, but I'd make that pot of tea. Now I'm wishing she'd come on back and let the mother of fillers be. How can I love another? Lord, you know she's bound to roam. I never want to love another. Now I'm back on the bread box, money in the bread box, you come home to me.
Adam, when you're playing for audiences, one of the keys is to provide some kind of variety, and you have the honky-tonk influence and the songwriter influence, but then there's the kind of coffee house folk influence as well, and you do some songs that are kind of like that.
Certainly when you're a duet, one of the things you have to think about when you're performing is ear fatigue in the audience. You don't want every song to sound the same. So there are songs where I'll put the fiddle down and just sing. There are songs I take lead on. We have the kind of instrumentation that allows us to also play what I guess kind of what Boyd calls the East Coast singer-songwriter style, which I guess a song like I Love You More or I'll Love You More would be a good example of that. It's more of a flow, you know, like where a bluegrass or a country song might be a little bit more direct. The East Coast singer-songwriter feel is a little bit more flowing, a little more wordy sometimes, sometimes a little more chordy. That's another, you know, another sound that we can pull out that keeps people interested in what we're doing, because that's sort of the goal, I guess, is to keep them looking at the stage, you know.
Like cloud shadows shaking hands o'er the mountain top, across the desert sands, in oceans deep, too dark to see. I'll love you more, I'll love you more. Oh,
I
yes,
you travel all the time. You do 250 some odd shows a year. Where's the satisfaction from this performing?
Rolling into a place where we haven't played before and setting up, whether it be a house concert or a festival or a theater gig or a concert series, and entertaining people for a couple hours with our own songs. It's wonderful.
One of the best feelings is when you're playing, say, in a bar, you know, on a Thursday night, and you start playing, and the people at the bar turn around and watch you, and then they stay there, and the only time they turn back is to get their drink. That's kind of what you go for in that sort of gig, and that's good feeling.
Oh,
Folky Talk. To pull it off, Adam and Boyd pull from multiple sources and run all of them through their musical imaginations. For information, the web address is pushingchain.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.